American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
The IRS raised $16 million in revenue.
That's Daniel Beck, Director of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And that big IRS number is what they collected from the estate tax last year. And the cattle industry is sure pushing for the total repeal of that estate tax. And Beck said a death tax survey has been sent out to all the NCBA membership.
The survey has 20 questions, and really it will allow us to quantify the impact in more real business terms. So, you know, for example, we ask any respondent that participates to select their age group, identify which region of the country, which NCBA region of the country their agricultural operation is primarily located in, and then, you know, it asks questions like, please estimate the annual amount in financial resources you've previously allocated for estate planning. And we've had a little over 500 responses so far and are able to tell that, you know, about 36% of those spend anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000 annually for estate tax. And so we can talk about, you know, families losing their farms.
And of course, that is the biggest problem with the estate tax, said Beck.
But when you're talking about a failed economic policy, it's also really helpful to be able to identify, you know, last year or in 2015, the IRS raised $16 million in revenue. That fails to take into account the amount of dollars that were taken out of the economy in that 1 year alone. And so by having, you know, this number of individuals or, you know, our membership participate in this survey, we're hoping to have more data on hand and we'll be armed and ready to go.
And of course, that's if and when tax reform takes place under the Trump administration. In more news, the 2017 California Cattlemen's Association Feeder Council and the Arizona Cattle Feeders Association will have their big meeting May 25th to 26th at the Marriott Marquis San Diego Marina in San Diego. Mallory Bankhouse is the communication manager with the California Cattlemen's Association. And she said the meeting will offer something very new this year.
We will have a brand new cattle feeder symposium. We've got a bunch of industry professionals coming out to speak on different topics and technologies that are up and coming and things that they have to offer in that cattle symposium.
That's Mallory Bankhouse. Again, that's May 25th and 26th in San Diego. More information at calcattlemen.org. That's calcattlemen.org. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.